In St. Louis today, 18-year-old Michael Brown was laid to rest. He was killed more than 2 weeks ago, shot by a police officer in the suburb of Ferguson, Missouri. After days of protest, today's funeral featured fierce calls for justice and also pleas for calm. NPR's Martin Kosty has the story.
It was 80 degrees before 8 o'clock this morning, but still hundreds of people lined up early to get into Michael Brown's funeral service. A t-shirt vendor worked the line.
Memorial t-shirt.
Sylvia Washington bought one of the shirts. It showed a young man with his hands up, and that's what she liked about it.
The fact that his hands was up, he was surrendering.
Michael Brown's face was everywhere, on t-shirts and silkscreened on the black ties worn by his male relatives. The friends and family filed into the church stone-faced, while members of the Nation of Islam linked arms and held back the crush of press and well-wishers. People like Rebecca Smith. She has no personal connection to Brown. She just came because of what his death represents.
This is 2014, and we still telling our kids, our young black men, don't ride four deep in the car because the police gonna stop you.
Inside the Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church, the 2,000-plus mourners included Martin Luther King III, members of Congress, and emissaries from the Obama administration. The speakers, family and clergy alike, referred to Brown as a kind of martyr whose spilled blood was a sacrifice for the greater good. Eric Davis even hinted that the death was preordained.
Michael also stated to the family that one day the world would know his name.
The Reverend Al Sharpton gave the eulogy. He talked about how when he first heard about Brown's death, he didn't even know where Ferguson, Missouri was. Now everybody knows, and Sharpton called on the community to make use of that.
Michael Brown does not want to be remembered for a riot. He wants to be remembered as the one that made America deal with how we're going to police in the United States.
As he often does, Sharpton told people to channel their outrage over Brown's death into constructive political action.
Nobody gonna help us if we don't help ourselves. Sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves won't solve the problem, Spike. Sitting around having ghetto pity parties rather than organizing and strategizing.
Sharpton said African Americans are not anti-police. But they are tired of what he referred to as the bad apples on the force. The clear implication is that Darren Wilson, the officer who shot Brown, is one such bad apple. Protesters around Ferguson have been demanding Wilson's immediate arrest. And that demand rankles police, who say Wilson deserves an investigation and due process. As Sharpton wrapped up, some of the crowd watching in an overflow viewing space started chanting the familiar slogan from the streets of Ferguson. They were young black men, and they quickly attracted the wrath of this African-American woman.
You gotta respect that family. They said no protest.
One of the men, Don DeVargas, shrugged it off. He thinks there hasn't been enough noise yet. Not enough to attract, say, President Obama to this funeral.
Where is he? What I'm saying, so we gonna have to do it ourselves.
What happens if they don't charge this officer with, if they don't
prosecute? I don't know. If they don't charge, are we out here in these streets, right here, right now?
Martin Kosty, NPR News, St. Louis.